Welcome to Conversations with John and Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey. I am Lisa, and I'm joined by my husband, John, and we love hearing how the show is impacting you. This week, we've got a review from Steph Davis, and this is what she says. She said, I love John and Lisa's podcast. It's encouraging, life-giving, and gives a different perspective. Thanks for your honesty and being spiritual parents to many people worldwide. And I can't think of a better compliment, a better title to have
parents.
Than spiritual parents.
I know, because so we both have a heart for people. I had somebody say something to in regard to both you and I just recently. They said, I don't know why, but I have this amazing trust for you and what you are saying. And I looked at him and I said, that's because God has put in Lisa and I a father and a mother's heart. And a father and a mother truly care about you.
Length of days thing.
We don't care about how big our ministry is, how successful we are personally. You know, John the Apostle became a father and he said, my greatest joy, listen to this, my greatest joy is that my children walk in the truth. And I can honestly say that, you know, that's not always the way I was. I mean, I was so success-driven, so wanting to be out there driven in my younger years that sometimes the vision, I oversaw how important people were. And it's so important, Lisa, that we as believers realize that this is God's heart. He is a father. And when we can get his father or mother heart into us, boy, we're really going to make a difference in people's lives. And so, Lisa, on the last episode, we're opening up a very touchy subject. And the reason it's touchy is we found out that 7 out of every 10 men that attend church regularly are addicted to porn. We found out that 33% of the women in the body of Christ watch pornography. So we realize this is a very huge...
And 50% of the pastors.
50%.
And
one out of every two pastors in the pulpit in America are watching porn on a regular basis. So we need to talk about it because what you bring to the light comes into the light's domain, and what you keep in secret remains under darkness's domain. And so that's why we are stepping out and we're talking about this, and I am laying myself as bare as possible if it's going to help people get free, because that's our whole objective. So I started sharing about my struggle with pornography, how I got a friend of mine shared pornography with me when I was 12 years old, and I was literally eaten up with lust by the time I was in high school. But it was a journey for me because nobody really talked about it back in those days, Lisa. And that's why we're bringing this up today, is because we don't want to see it take you 6 years to get free. We want to see you get free in a matter of months, in a single day, whatever it is. But we want to take away all the roadblocks that were keeping me from getting free, Lisa, for every single person. So, hey, you know, this is the thing I want to say. If you're struggling with porn use, don't be afraid. We care about you, we love you, and we want to give you the tools to get free. Second, if you know someone, and you probably do with the statistics we just gave you, share with them. Say, hey, go listen to this. Let's listen to this podcast together. I want to send you a link. You got to listen to this. And ultimately, I'd love to see every one of you that are struggling go through the course, because we came up with a 10-lesson course, and I really got raw on that course and did some real digging and searching on how to help people get free. So,
and you said that you felt like it was the Holy Spirit speaking through you, that there was things that you said on that course that you've never said when people have maybe heard you share it in passing.
Yeah.
In ministry times.
Like even with our own sons around the table with you, because of digging, I had to share some things, and I realized these things were really helpful to help people get free. So the first thing we got to do to get free, I know, is we got to be honest. Mm-hmm. We got to be honest with ourselves, with the people who really care about us, and be open. And here's the thing. Here's the exciting thing. God is for you. He wants you to get the help you need to get free. The Bible says in Romans 12:3, it says, don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith that God has given us. I love that. That's the New Living Translation. Without an honest assessment of ourselves, we're gonna fail to address these areas of vulnerability. And let me tell you something. When you're vulnerable, it's not when things are going great or you're experiencing a measure of success. It's usually when things aren't going so great or things aren't turning out the way you think. That's when that vulnerability begins to make you susceptible to fall?
You know, one of the things I find fascinating is a lot of times people will say they don't have a problem when they actually have a problem.
Yeah.
At what point, John, did you realize it was actually a problem?
Because it completely controlled me. I realized that I could not overcome it. Like I couldn't say, oh, I'm not going to do that. I was overwhelmingly drawn to it and the consequences of it.
What would you say to somebody who was like, it's manageable, it's just once a week?
No, that's a complete total lie, because there is a spirit attached to porn, and it will pull you in deeper and deeper. And it is an absolute lie to say I can flirt with it and not be obsessed with it. It's got a goal. Pornography has a goal to get you completely addicted.
Yeah,
and it is addictive, just like drugs are addictive, mm-hmm. just like alcohol is addictive. And the mm-hmm. Bible commands us, don't be filled with something addictive, but be filled with the Spirit, because the person who's filled with the Spirit is free. Mm-hmm. We're not free when we are controlled by our addictions, our lusts.
You know, the book of Ephesians is very clear. It says not to even have a hint of sexual immorality, of greed, of idolatry, not even a hint. And so if we are actually watching things that are way more than a hint, being an observer is actually being a participant. And so we have to be honest with ourselves. We need to call it what it is. It's a degradation of other people and a degradation of who Jesus died to set us free to be.
Yeah. But now, Lisa, you have an amazing statement that you make about sin. And I'm going to set you up for this. I'm just preparing you right now, because to me, it's one of the greatest revelations of why God hates sin. And I use the word hate because he hates it. But the way Lisa explains it, the way the Holy Spirit gave it to her, it just is so liberating. But Jesus made the statement, if you look at a woman to desire her sexually, you have committed adultery already in your heart. Mm-hmm. So let's not beat around the bush. It's sin. But Lisa, I love what you say, why God hates sin so much.
Yeah. So God loves everyone. There is nobody that God doesn't love.
So he loves the sinner?
No, he loves the people
yep.
bound in pornography.
I just want to make sure
yeah,
you said
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yep. So God loves everyone. He loves Christians. He loves non-Christians.
Yep.
He loves people that you don't love. He loves people that you think he shouldn't love. God loves everyone.
Yep.
And because God loves everyone, he cannot love everything. Because there are things that come into our life, pornography being one of them, that unmake us. They corrupt us. And so God hates what unmakes love.
I love
and
that
God
statement.
God hates what unmakes those he loves. And so pornography is something that God hates. And, you know, and when I've been traveling and preaching, I talk to women, because there's a lot of Christians that are like, hey, don't mess with my favorite things to do. I'm not in bondage, you know? So they're like, I enjoy Game of Thrones. Well, I tried to watch Game of Thrones. I had somebody say, you should watch Game of Thrones. You like swords, you like dragons. And so I tried to watch Game of Thrones on an airplane, which means it was probably even edited, on an airplane. 10 minutes in, I was not even horrified by what I saw. I was horrified by what I heard. And so what happens is Christians think it's okay to be entertained by something. But how many people would say, I think sex trafficking is a great thing. I think sex trafficking is good for our economy. No one. No one thinks sex trafficking is okay. So you can't be against sex trafficking and be entertained by its catalyst, which is pornography. So pornography, no matter how well done it's done, you know, it's so well done. The storylines are so well produced. It's packaged and it's poison. And so we need to be people who
also
stay away from dragon porn.
You know, Lisa, I remember this minister saying to me, and this minister loves Jesus so much. He just said, John, I was in prayer and Jesus just said this, almost pleading with me. He said, why? Why do my people love entertaining themselves on the very thing that drove the nails into my hands?
I don't even know.
And when he said that, my heart broke. And, you know, to be really honest with you, there are people that have the label of Christian, but they don't love Jesus because they really don't know him. But then there are people that really do love Jesus. And I just want to ask you that question.
If
are you going to continue to tolerate and entertain yourself on something that drove the nails into Jesus' hands. I can't think of anybody that loves Jesus that would want to do that. So
let's get honest.
Let's get real honest.
Let's call things what they are.
Yep.
And let's be honest about where we are, because if you can't be honest, you can't get free.
Yep. So, you know, in our last podcast, we said there are neurological pathways. So one of the things I did in studying for this course, Lisa, is I really studied out. I went to medical sources, not Christian sources,
scientific sources.
Mm-hmm. And I found out about these neurological pathways, and this is amazing. But our brain will always go to a conclusion of what takes the least resistance to get there.
The path of least resistance.
The path of least resistance. Mm-hmm. And the way the scientific journal explained it was, your neurological pathways are like blazing a trail in the forest. So if you have a trail in the forest, let me tell you something, that trail didn't just get there. There were people that literally on purpose, you know, came through with knives, machines,
machetes,
knives, and chainsaws, and cleared that path. They actually got rid of stumps and big boulders and cleared it out. And this is what the medical journal said. They said, the more that people walk on those paths, the wider they get. Now, I want you to picture this. You've got a forest and you've got a beautiful path, and you've got a forest where you've got, you know, your stumps and everything that nobody's walked on. Which way are you going to go? If you want to get through the forest, you're going to go along the path. Mm-hmm. You're not going to sit there and fight through mm-hmm. all the underbrush to get to the other side of the forest. You're going to go where the path is. That's what your brain does. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now think of this. You are in a position where you're sad, you're lonely, you're depressed. Something didn't go quite the way you wanted it, right? Now you have unfulfillment mentally. So what happens? It's a trigger that gets you to go to that path. And what's that path? That path produces masturbation and climax, which is a wonderful feeling, right? That God intended for a man and a woman to have together in the marriage bed. So you're going down that path now, and it's the easy way to go. But then the medical journals also said, if you experience success, you want to celebrate with the success, you're going to go down the same path.
Oh,
so
really?
they said the only way.
So you're going to reward yourself.
You're going to reward yourself. So not only is it when you're down, depressed, things didn't go, it's also when things are going great. So they said the only way you can get rid of that path is not walk on it. And what happens is underbrush starts growing up. And if you don't walk on a path that they've cleared in forest, they said over a year or two, now all of a sudden there's no path anymore. And rather they said, what you've got to do is you've got to on purpose, because your brain's going to want to go the easiest route. You've got to on purpose now start creating. And this is called the renewing of the mind. It's not eliminating thoughts. It's replacing normal patterns of thoughts. So
good.
Now I'm going to think, oh, I can't look at this pornography. No, you're already starting to look down that path, and you'll go there. You got to start saying, oh, I have the heart of God in me. And what I did when I got after I really started addressing this, I said, God, you got to let me see women the way you see them, because I obviously am not seeing them right. And the first thing God revealed to me, Lisa, was every woman is somebody's little girl. Now, you have to understand, we had just had Addison, and Addison was so precious to us. And even though he was a boy, I was like, oh my gosh, every single woman is somebody's daughter. And I thought about moms, I thought about dads.
And the guys that are addicted are somebody's son. I mean, we need to think about that.
Right.
You know, the violation of how beautiful and innocent little boys are.
Right. And what I realized was I wasn't seeing these human beings as precious the way the moms and dads saw the human beings. And the way God sees them, I was seeing them as a piece of meat, as something to bring me satisfaction. Well, now all of a sudden, I'm starting to replace thoughts with, oh, that's an object to bring me satisfaction, to, wow, someone really cares about that human being. God really cares. And then God showed me that he's crowned man with his glory and honor. Now, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my goodness, that person's valuable to God. That person's value is there's two parents that loves that person. Even if those two parents never saw that person and they were adopted or they're an orphan, God still loves them, right? Because God said, I am the father to the orphans. Well, when you start creating those thoughts, all of a sudden, what's happening with the other path it's grow, the weeds are growing up. So now, and this is a result, now I have been in Europe and you know what? I'm looking for, let's say, Wimbledon, or I'm looking for, you know, some big sporting event, and I'm having to go through the channels. Pornography is shown in Europe. I have seen it, okay? And when I saw it, I was repulsed by it. And one day I realized, oh my gosh, what would have drawn me and I would have left it on this channel now is actually repulsive. Why was it repulsive? Because the neural pathways in my mind changed. Paul called it strongholds, but we have a better, I think, medical way of explaining it. It's like a pathway.
That's so good. So getting honest, assess your triggers.
Yep.
Call it what it is. Call it what is it. It's something that's coming to defile you. It's not something that it's going to shame you. It's going to be a problem. It might not be a problem right now, but let's just call it out before it becomes huge. Or if it is huge already, you know, I've heard pornography described as pornography rapes your mind. It's a horrible violation. So call it what it is.
Yeah.
Second, assess your triggers. When do you go looking for that pathway? Is it when you're sad? Is it when you're depressed?
Lonely.
Is it? Yeah, for me, it used to be an eating disorder. I went to those pathways. I went to the refrigerator when I was sad, refrigerator when I was lonely,
yeah.
A refrigerator when somebody hurt me. So what is your triggers? Is it, hey, I deserve this, I'm celebrating something, or is it when you're wounded? And then third step you just touched on, have to accept God's love for you.
Yes,
God
that's
loves
so important.
You. He doesn't love pornography. He loves you. And because he loves you, he wants to protect you.
So, he wants you free.
Yeah.
That's the desire
and
for
God
his sons and daughters.
God is not the one shaming you. God is not the one shaming you. The enemy is shaming you. When pornography enters in, the images fight against our mind. They fight against those high places. It becomes a high place against us knowing God, knowing his love, knowing
yeah.
his mercy, knowing his faithfulness, so knowing his transformative power, knowing his word. We read the word and all we see is condemnation rather than freedom and truth. So how can they move from that place of feeling attached to that? Because see, we tend to, the enemy says, oh, you are a porn addict. He doesn't say porn has raped you. He doesn't say this is where you're going when you're sad. God actually has this ability to speak to our destiny and separate us from our sin and call us out according to who we're becoming instead of the bondage we're in right now. So
that's
how did
so
they accept
good.
God's love?
Yeah, it's so important to accept his love. And Lisa, we're running out of time here, but I think in the next episode, we need to give some more steps on how to get free. But what one thing we have done is we have something called All Access. What is All Access? It's people that have really received from our ministry. They become All Access members, and they can have every course. We can have every single, you know, all of the things that Lisa and I have done down through
renewing
the years.
Renewing your mind, relationships,
right.
Studying the Word of God.
And these are all courses.
How to hear God's voice.
With,
all
15
courses.
To 20-minute lessons yep. in them. And what we're doing is we're giving a complete month free to our podcast listeners. Usually it's a 7-day trial. We extend it to a 30-day trial because we want to make it so available for you to be able to get not only this, but the renewing of the mind and the other things that are going to help you pave better neurological pathways to set
and
you free.
It's 10 lessons. We want to make sure that you can actually watch all those 10 lessons. You
yep.
might not be able to do it in 7 days, but you could in 30.
And so all you need to do is go to messengerpodcast.com/all access. All one word. All access is all one word. It will bring you right to All Access, free trial. You get a whole month, and that way you can get this entire course. Because I wanted to make sure, our team wanted to make sure, all of us did, that nobody is hindered from getting this course. Because I will say, Lisa, our team members that were in there, the guys who are doing the sound, everything, they said, John, we've done a lot of courses with you. As far as you go, this is the most powerful one we've experienced.
It's amazing. Okay, so please subscribe and share. You can share this with your friends and they can get the same benefit. Take a screenshot on Instagram or reshare this post
yeah.
on Facebook. You never know who you might be helping. There might be someone there that is really struggling and doesn't feel the courage to tell you about it. So thank you for tuning in. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your questions. We love it when you rate the programs. It helps us go further. Until next time, this has been Conversations with John and Lisa.
Thanks for listening to Conversations with John and Lisa. Let us know your thoughts by leaving a review. And be sure to subscribe and share these episodes through iTunes. You can also connect with John and Lisa through Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Until next time.